representing military veterans and service members. Introduction. Learning objectives. Bullet. Understand the requirements of the VA loan program. Bullet. Describe how VA loans are different than conventional home loans. Bullet. Identify differences between the VA loan program and the Texas Veterans Land Board loan program. The importance of VA loans. History of the VA loan. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, and the VA Guaranteed Home Loan Program have been around for almost a century. Its history is one of great importance and significance to servicemen and women and their families. 1. The beginning. The VA Guaranteed Home Loan Program was created as part of the Servicemen's Readjustment Act of 1944, which was signed into law by President Franklin D. Roosevelt. The purpose of the VA loan program was to help returning World War II veterans purchase homes. The VA loan program provided veterans with favorable loan terms, including no down payment, low interest rates, and no private mortgage insurance. 2. Growth and expansion. Initially, the VA loan program was only available to World War II veterans, but it was later expanded to include veterans of the Korean War and the Vietnam War. In the 1990s, Congress expanded the VA loan program to include all veterans who served on active duty, regardless of when they served. Today, the VA loan program remains an important part of the benefits package provided to veterans, and it is administered by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, VA. 3. A lasting legacy. Over the years, the VA loan program has helped millions of veterans become homeowners. In addition to providing favorable loan terms, the VA loan program also provides veterans with counseling and assistance to help them manage their finances and avoid foreclosure. The VA loan program is an important part of the government's commitment to helping veterans achieve the American dream of homeownership. So how do VA loans work? VA loans are made by private lenders such as banks, mortgage companies, and credit unions. However, these lenders offer VA loans under guidelines set by the VA. The VA does not directly lend money to borrowers, but it does provide a guarantee to the lender if the borrower defaults on the loan. This guarantee reduces risks for lenders and allows them to offer more favorable terms to borrowers. To be eligible for a VA loan, borrowers must meet certain requirements, including having served in the U.S. military, being the spouse of a veteran who died while on active duty, or because of a service-connected disability, or being an active duty service member. Borrowers must also meet certain credit and income requirements set by the lender. VA loan basics for beginners. Select each item to learn more about VA-related terminology and concepts. Qualifications. Veteran borrowers must meet income qualifications that have been set by the VA. The two qualifications are residual income and debt to income ratio. Residual income. Residual income is the amount of discretionary money a veteran has left over each month after paying for fixed expenses. Fixed expenses can include installment and revolving loan payments, childcare costs, and estimated utility costs. Residual income is based on region and number of dependents. Debt to income ratio. VA loans, like FHA loans, have relaxed lending guidelines. This includes higher debt to income ratios, DTI. The DTI for VA financing is a ratio between total monthly debt payments to gross monthly income. The DTI for a VA loan is 41%. This is higher than both conventional and FHA loans, but is secondary in importance to residual income in the qualification. Funding fee. VA loans require borrowers to pay a funding fee, which is a one-time fee that helps to offset the cost of the program. The fee is based on the loan amount and the type of loan. Appraisal process. AVA approved appraiser will assess the value of the property to ensure that it meets the minimum property requirements, including that it is safe, sound, and sanitary, and is worth the amount of the loan. Occupancy requirements. VA loans require borrowers to occupy the home as their primary residence, and the loan cannot be used to purchase a vacation home or investment property generally. Benefits of VA loans. Select each tab to learn about all the benefits associated with VA loans for service members and their families. Age is just a number. Eligible veterans can pursue a VA loan no matter their age and can reuse the benefit multiple times. 100% financing. VA loans allow eligible borrowers to purchase a home with no down payment as long as the sales price is at or below the home's appraised value. Competitive terms. Borrowers using the VA benefits may receive more competitive terms from private banks, mortgage lenders, and credit unions, and sometimes lower interest rates. No PMI or MIP. For conventional loans, lenders often require private mortgage insurance, PMI, if a borrower puts down less than 20% of the total loan amount as a down payment. PMI is intended to protect the lender if a borrower stops paying on the loan. The Federal Housing Administration, FHA, requires borrowers to pay to self-insure an FHA loan against future loss through mortgage insurance premiums, MIP. Unlike these loans, VA loans do not have these requirements, which equals long-term savings for the borrower. No minimum credit score. VA loans have more flexible qualification requirements than traditional loans, which can make it easier for veterans with less than perfect credit to qualify for a mortgage. However, most lenders will use a credit score to determine the borrower's interest rate. No loan limit. As of 2020, eligible veterans, service members, and survivors with full entitlement do not have loan limits, and the VA guarantees to the lender that if the borrower defaults on a loan that's more than $144,000, the VA will pay up to 25% of the loan amount. Borrowers have full entitlement if they meet any of these requirements. At least one of these must be true. Bullet. You've never used your home loan benefit. Bullet. You've paid a previous VA loan in full or sold the property. In this case, you'd have your full entitlement restored. Bullet. You've used your home loan benefit but had a foreclosure or short sale and repaid in full. Fewer closing costs. Closing costs could be paid by the seller, lender, or any other party. Additional termination options. Federal law requires the amendatory clause, sometimes referred to as an escape clause, for VA borrowers. Amongst other things, this clause makes it so the buyer is not obligated to purchase the property if the appraised value is less than the amount of the loan. In Texas, this clause is contained in paragraph 4 of the third party financing addendum. Because this language is required for VA loans and ties back to the appraised value of a home, license holders cannot use the addendum concerning right to terminate due to lender's appraisal when the borrower is using a VA loan. However, under the amendatory clause, AVA buyer can elect to pay more than the appraised value after the appraised value is known in accordance with federal guidelines, as set out in subsections A through C of paragraph 4 of the third party financing addendum. In such a case, and with certain stipulations, the buyer could agree to make up the difference between the appraised value and purchase price. Assumability. According to the VA, if the loan is assumable, Anyone can assume it as long as the borrower meets the lender's credit and income requirements. However, there are some important restrictions and requirements that apply to the assumption of AVA loan. The seller must obtain approval from the VA or the loan servicer before the loan can be assumed. This ensures the new borrower meets the same eligibility requirements of the original borrower. In addition, the new borrower must be willing to assume all the obligations of the original borrower, including timely payments. Finally, the original borrower remains liable for the loan until it is paid in full, or until the VA releases the borrower from liability. No early payment penalties. There are no additional payments required to pay off the loan earlier than originally scheduled. Support from the VA. If a borrower faces hardship, such as unexpected unemployment, the VA will work with the lender to try and keep veterans and their families in their homes. Takeaway from VA loan benefits. Having a basic understanding of the VA loan history and benefits may be helpful for you in your practice. But remember, your client will need to discuss their personal situation with an expert. Texas military and Texas specific loan programs. Texas military installations. Economic impact, 2023. Texas is home to 14 military installations that represent 3 of the 6 branches of the U.S. Department of Defense, including the Army, Navy, and Air Force, and a reserve component of the National Guard. These bases are spread among 10 of the Comptroller's 12 economic regions and cover more than 1.4 million acres. These installations play a vital role in strategic national defense and provide a significant contribution to the Texas economy. These bases support local businesses and create jobs in a variety of industries. In 2023, military bases in Texas supported about 213,000 direct jobs and contributed nearly $89 billion to Texas' gross domestic product. These bases also contributed about $48.4 billion in disposable personal income. Texas Veterans Land Board, VLB, Lending Program. The Texas Veterans Land Board, TVLB, Lending Program is a separate program from the VA Loan Program. While both programs are designed to help veterans and their families buy homes, there are some key differences between them. Eligibility. To be eligible for a TVLB loan, borrowers must be a Texas resident and a veteran, active duty military member, or the spouse of a veteran or service member who was killed in action. In contrast, VA loans are available to eligible veterans and active duty military members across the country. The TVLB also has eligibility requirements for the property the veteran wishes to purchase. The home must be the primary residence of the veteran or military member. The home must be a single family attached or detached, home, townhome, or condominium. Duplexes or other multi-family units must have been constructed at least 5 years prior to the closing date of the loan. New construction must have either Energy Star certification or a HERS score or an energy rating index of 75 or less. The property must remain the veteran's primary residence for at least 3 years. Finally, the veteran must occupy the property within 60 days after closing. Loan types. The TVLB offers the veterans Housing Assistance Program, VHAP, and the Veterans Land Program, VLP. The VHAP provides loans for the purchase of a home, while the VLP provides loans for the purchase of land to build a home. VA loans, on the other hand, are specifically designed to help borrowers purchase a home. The TVLB allows not only the use of a VA loan, but eligible borrowers may also consider and choose to borrow through a conventional loan or an FHA loan. The TVLB does not restrict the veteran from only using a VA loan to finance the purchase. Having loan options may give the veteran better purchasing power in a tight marketplace, while giving the veteran choices in determining the best loan terms to choose. Other benefits of TVLB loans. TVLB loans also have the following benefits for eligible borrowers. Interest rates. TVLB loans typically have lower interest rates than VA loans, making them a more affordable option for some borrowers. Fees and costs. TVLB loans may have lower fees and closing costs than VA loans, which can help borrowers save money. Loan limits. TVLB loans have lower loan limits than VA loans, which means borrowers may not be able to borrow as much as they would with a VA loan. In conclusion, overall, both the TVLB and VA loan programs offer valuable benefits to eligible veterans and their families, and borrowers should carefully consider their options and compare the terms and requirements of each program before choosing a loan. The TVLB is self-funded through the sale of bonds. The bond programs associated with the funding of the loans and the timely repayment of the principal and interest associated with the loans creates a self-funding program, costing no tax dollars.